A couple of weeks ago, WUWM News visited a greenhouse on the city's south side where 7th and 8th graders manage an aquaculture system. They're raising fish using a natural filtering system that cleanses the water and grows edible plants along the way. Today, WUWM's Susan Bentz introduces us to a few people in Milwaukee who hope to develop a business around the idea.
Jim Godsell is as excited as a kid in a candy shop. A cluster of people stand around the Milwaukee roofing contractor as he unlocks the door of an old building off Kinnickinnick.
Okay, this is it. It's to the left.
Godsell ushers us through a second door into what was a crane manufacturing factory. Light pours into the echoing space from windows high above our heads.
A week ago, this was a cavernous warehouse filled with about 700 pallets and God knows how much other debris.
A backhoe operator is busy digging out what will be one of 8 deep troughs cut into the concrete floor. Within a matter of months, Godsell says, the lanes will be filled with water and thousands of fish will reside here.
Turn this into 110,000-gallon aquaculture system.
Godsell's one of 3 people spearheading Sweetwater Organics' aquaculture project. He calls himself a novice, but says his inspiration is Will Allen, founder of Growing Power across town. Allen's touted as a master urban farmer and teaches people around the world to create indoor fish and plant systems. Alan Washotko is excited about aquaculture, too. The architect says when he heard about today's tour, he dropped everything to come over and take a look.
Because I've been trying to get this going in Milwaukee for a while. I've been trying to find someone who can understand the commercial advantage of this and the ecological advantage and the opportunity to put Milwaukee on the map in a brand new way. And so we have this opportunity to take buildings just like this and convert them into fish farming.
Washotko says the U.S. only produces about 2% of the world's fish. He sees no reason why Milwaukee can't be the city to increase those numbers.
It really provides a very strong kind of economic bootstrapping possibility, not only for Milwaukee, but in the greater region.
A couple of weeks later, a scientist offers to show the entrepreneurs his lab a short drive east of their operation. Fred Binkowski oversees a highly controlled system at the Great Lakes Water Institute, where he studies perch and other fish.
The white apparatus over there is the clarifier that removes the solids. And then the big gray tank back there, that's the biofilter. That's where all the nitrifying bacteria live.
Binkowski weaves us around 1,000-gallon tanks, teeming with perch at various stages of development. Some hatched just a few weeks ago. Others are mature brooding stock that produce healthy offspring.
These are the cleanest perch on the planet because they're not exposed to pathogens, parasites.
Binkowski's is a sophisticated computerized system. The entrepreneur's approach will be much simpler.
1930s all over again. There just aren't many things that can go wrong that are mechanical or electronic. And if you can do that, I mean, obviously that's good.
The system under construction off of Kinnickinnick may be without bells and whistles, but one of its creators, Steve Lindner, says they're moving ahead in stages. Phase one, they'll set up just 3 of their 8 tanks.
We're going to, as of next week, build the growing platforms, line them with the EPDM.
What's EPDM?
The food safe rubber lining. So then, yeah, by about April 1st, we should probably have water in them with plants cycling our water through to get everything going.
They've learned tilapia is a low-maintenance fish.
So if we're going to start with tilapia, see how that goes.
Lindner says a solar energy system may be considered down the road, but for now they'll rely on a couple of pool heaters to maintain the 84, 85-degree water temperature tilapia thrive in. Scientist Fred Binkowski sends the fledgling fish keepers out of the lab with encouraging words.
You already have the building. You have a lot of the technology that you guys already have as you know, construction-type workers to build stuff. That's a big part of it.
And you're right down the road.
And we're right down the road.
The third partner, Josh Frauendorf, has been drinking this all in quietly from the sidelines. He says he and his partners have a lot of ambition and are determined to prove they can make this business work.
Kind of one of those things you find in your lifetime, I think, that you really want to do, like something that's really going to make a difference.
8 months from now, Frauendorf says they expect to have 130,000 fish in their tanks. For now, they're off to a workshop across town at Growing Power to learn more about its aquaculture system. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.